Well, we do have so much to be thankful for, don't we?
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, I believe we could spend the next half an hour just down there at the altar praying, couldn't we?
Amen.
There's so much to be thankful for. I know I do.
Amen.
I need two young men to run some microphones. Brother Billy, would you run one? And you're right there beside him. You might as well run it too, brother. Would you do that? Okay. Oh, you already got them? Who's got them? Who's got the microphones? Okay, I'm sorry. We already got two guys running them. I didn't know you had you. Okay. All right. I'm going to read Psalms. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 100. Obviously, we're going to have some testimonies here in a little bit. I want to read this to you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. And we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Boy, what a better time. I can't think of any better time than the time of thanksgiving to give God all the praise and all the glory for all that he's done for each and every one of us. And so tonight we're going to give testimonies. And so if you want to start thinking about what you'd like to say, and naturally we need that first volunteer, somebody to get us started. All right. Right back here in the back, Sister Cruz.
I just want to thank God. A few months ago, we were broken into, and for his protection, I was about 7 minutes from being home, and I don't know what would have happened if I got home, but we found out later that one of the people had been arrested before with assault with a deadly weapon. So I thank God for his protection, and I also thank him for his answer to prayer. They had stole all my jewelry except for what I was wearing, and I had some special pieces to me that my mother-in-law had given me before she had passed away, and that Jeff had given me when we first met. And so I just started praying real hard that those pieces would be returned, and talking to people who had been broken into, they said it's very rare that you ever get anything back. But to date, I have gotten all those pieces back and about 75% of what they had stolen. And then I also want to put a pitch in for Willis Alarm, because we did have an alarm system, and that is why they couldn't do any more damage, and everything worked out real well. So I thank the Lord for that.
Amen. All right. If you've never been broken into, I've experienced that, and it's more than what you lose. It's the invasion of your privacy. I think that's the worst part of it, isn't it, Sister Cruz, is the fact that somebody's invaded your little space, you know. All right, who's going to be next? Who's going to be next? Right down here, Brother Scott.
Yes. That's a loud. I just thank God for, you know, just his protection throughout my life. I could go on for a while. I've got so much to be thankful for. I had a really messed up life. I made a ton of really bad decisions. And when I was about 31 years old, I was a drug addict and alcoholic, and on my way to go get some more drugs when I heard somebody singing Jesus Loves Me. And I turned around to see who was singing it, and it was actually me that was singing it. And I'd been partying for 3 days, and I just, God started stirring in my heart. When I was a little boy, my dad made me go to church. And I was that little kid that nobody thought was listening, nobody thought was going to get it, nobody, the one that might be in your Sunday school class that doesn't seem like he's paying attention. But those seeds started to sprout. God's Amen. Word never returns void. And he started working on me, and I hit my knees, and I said, God, I can't live like this anymore. And he gave me an awesome wife and awesome children. And he through all of the things that we've been through, and my wife and I have been through a lot since we've been married. But look, when you look back at what God's done in your life, if you're looking at it through the perspective of why was God bringing me to where I am now, you can see the things that didn't make sense at the time all of a sudden make perfect sense. And I thank God for just his hand of protection, his hand of guidance, and leading me and my family down here to be a part of this church. It was so wonderful coming down here, and the hospitality and the love and the care that the people of this church showed towards me and my family was just what the Bible teaches. And I'm so thankful that God's still working in our lives and in our family, and has brought us here to be a part of such a great work.
Amen. Amen. All right. Who's next? Who's next? Okay, Brother Williams. Brother Bob, you be next.
All right, I'll take this time make my praise to the school, to the elementary and also the junior high and senior high, and as well as also the college. But most of my interest and praises goes to the school of the elementary. You know, we have little ones, and we have the big ones up to sixth grade. And also we have the high school on up. To be thankful that we, as a congregation, have the school, and this is something I think that sometimes we forget what we have. If we didn't have the school, then we would really know what we had and what we missed. You know, I can deal with the kids, but you know, it's the parents that sometimes give me the most trying times. But yet, I thank the Lord that he has given me the insight and the encouragement to be able to talk to them, you know, and not rip their heads off. But knowing that I know I had children, and my Ronnie could not do nothing wrong, you know. But I want the parents to remember what we have, and that we're there to work with them, and praise God that and thankful that we can, because I can imagine what it's like out in the public school, trying to be a teacher, trying to deal with parents who, you think I have it bad, they have it 10 times worse, you know, far as the parents' attitude. And be thankful that we're here together to teach our children. And also, I don't want to take too much time. I want to let you know that I thank the Lord for their honesty when they're questioned, not just the little ones, and that's a blessing in itself, but also when you get up into higher grades, when someone has done something and they have come and apologized and says, no, that wasn't true, and we took care of it. That's a blessing of character, that person had that courage, and you know what it's like in the flesh. Well, I just don't say nothing, or you know, it just goes away. But you live with it all the days of your life until it's confessed. And so just encourage parents who have children there. I'm not perfect. I do the best I can that the Lord has given to me. Won't go into how I got it, but some of you know, it was at the last moment, but yet never had the idea or the thought that I would be there. So I enjoy the good and the bad and the ugly, as it all goes. You know, we have rough roads and smooth roads each and every day. But as the Lord says, you know, there's nothing too hard that he cannot handle. And this is where we have the confidence of the parents are praying for us, and we praying for the parents and visit the parents to let them know, you know, you got a problem. A lady came to me the other day, one of her children, she says, you know, I'm so thankful that I could not have gotten this conversation with you, that you care for my child, to call me in and talk to me about the situation that he was going through. And that was a blessing, you know, that she understood, and knowing that what she has is a lot to be praised and thank God for.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. You must have some pretty good children, brother. Mine could never do anything right. My phone rang all the time. Okay, Brother Bob.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank God for the Lord Jesus and my salvation and for his love. I believe as we begin to get a little older, sometimes we are tempted to believe that God can't use us anymore. But thankful for people here, God has led me into a situation where he can use me, and he's blessed me and blessed the folks there, and I'm thankful for it because I know it's all his doing. And
thank you, Brother Bob. He's doing a great job out there at the nursing home right here in town. I was preaching out there for a while myself, and it was a pretty tough little place, and Bob has grown it from one or two visitors. He's got about averaging, what, 7 or 8 a week now, right? Every Sunday. So praise God for that. Doing a tremendous work out there, Brother Bob.
Switched it off. No, it's on. Okay. I usually talk too loud, and then I can't even hear myself. But my name is Larry Pruser, and my wife is Judy. We've been here for about 7 years. I can't hardly believe we've been 7 years, but... And we're from Iowa, and about in 2008, we had an E5 tornado go through our small town of 2,000 people, wiped out 200 and some houses. Ooh. 7 people lost their lives, I think it was.
Mercy.
And we were home at the time, and we were in our basement, and we tipped Davenport over ourselves for protection, and then we prayed. And we thought all we broke was a couple of windows in the basement because that's where we were at. But when we got upstairs, we opened the stair door and I had to push it open, and all we seen was daylight. So it was a miracle. When I stepped outside, it was as quiet as it is in here. You're all good listeners, by the way. But you could have heard a pin drop outside. There was nobody. And pretty soon people started coming up and people started showing up, and I knew our neighbors were gone. And it was just a miracle how that all happened, and how everything got put back. Today, I have a whole new town. The town itself really didn't get hurt. It was just houses. But we just praise the Lord that we lived through that. And we've had a good marriage. We have 4 children. We've been married 53 years. I remember.
Amen.
I always just like to hesitate because I know she's going to tell me. But we enjoy the church, and just thank the Lord that back some 30, 40 years ago we had gotten saved, and we've moved around a little bit, not big areas, but we've been in 3, 4, 5 different churches, and just thank the Lord for those experiences.
Amen. All right, who's next? Right here, Brother James.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul several years ago, and I've don't know how people live without God's help, because I've done a lot of things in my lifetime, and if I hadn't had God with me, I don't know what I'd have done. But
Amen.
Anyway, he has really been good to me, and I've been able to come to Florida in the wintertime. Of course, I live in Indiana in the summertime, and I enjoy both places real well. And God led us to come to Senior Patriots here last summer,
Amen.
or last winter. I mean, I always call this summer because it always seems like summer to me down here. But anyway, well... We really enjoy the Senior Patriots, things they do over there. It's so great, and of course we go on trips with them, and that's great. And I just want to thank God for all the things he's done for us, especially just the last year. You know, I went on a cruise to Alaska, something I'd always wanted to do. And of course, like, I've been coming down here to Florida for about 13 years, and I had never really been in the cold weather. But anyway, we got out on the deck, and I'll tell you, it was really cold out there. When we got back to Indianapolis, if I hadn't had a man with me, another couple with me, I would have never been able to drive home. I'd lost my night vision. And so I go to an eye doctor, and he says, well, your cataracts are really ripe. They need taken off right away. And, of course, he had to take my cataracts off, and I just couldn't believe how much better I can see now since I've had those cataracts removed. And it had to have been just got ripe, you know, while in that cold weather. I haven't been in cold weather for about 13 years, and that must have been what did it, because it just sure was a change. And so I really thank God that he has made me see better and enjoy life more since I come back down here. Thank you very much.
Amen. See, God was warning you about that cold. He letting you know you need to be here in the wintertime. Okay, Lucy, James.
I'm a second grade teacher at Eastside Elementary, and before we left, our principal had us to fill out a card with three things that we were thankful for. And so I did. I filled my card out, turned it in, and unbeknownst to me, they were doing a drawing, and we have like 100 teachers there, and they were doing a drawing for a turkey. Well, my name got drawn. I was one out of 8 teachers whose names got drawn, and they called us into the room, and they were gonna give us our turkeys on ETV, and we said they were gonna, so they started passing around. To pass around the microphone, well, what do you want us to say? Well, write down what you wrote on your cards. Okay. So I wrote down what I was thankful for on my card, and right there in the school, I said, I'm thankful for all the blessings that I have each and every day. I'm thankful for my family that I have, but most of all, I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. And that's what I said right there on ETV. They told Amen. Me to, so if I don't have a job Monday, it's not my fault.
All right. Who's next? Come on now. Way back here in the back, James. Now don't y'all be shy now. You just get them hands up. Hey, this is a great time. You know, I enjoy testimonies. I really do. And some of you people don't understand the power of testimonies and how it moves other people's hearts. I've been in a lot of places where we go preaching. We have people to give testimonies. And many times we see more people saved through testimonies than anything else. Because when people see what God does in your life and how he works in your life, they say, hey, maybe he can do that for me. So it makes a big difference.
Hi, I'm Jean Ricks, and about a year and a half ago, due to a severe eye bacteria, my doctor told me that he didn't know if he could save my eye because others have lost their eyes to this bacteria. And he, through after 18 medications and some surgeries and removal of my lens, and he's right now the bacteria is not showing up, so we think it's gone.
And
I'm just on a little medication now for some swelling, but I just want to thank everybody for their prayers and thank the Lord.
Amen. That's great. Brother Hartwig?
I'll try to be brief, but kind of hard to do. One of the real blessings about getting older, you got a long back trail to look at. And as you go through your life and you see what the Lord was doing, sometimes you knew it, sometimes you didn't, to bring you where you are today, both myself and my wife. I'll tell you real quickly about our salvation experience. Both of us were saved in a place that you don't get saved, in church, one of us. But way back in 1946, there was an evangelist named Hyman Appleman that came to Lake Wales for a tent meeting. And somebody invited him to the high school. I think I was in the 10th grade. And I was glad to get out of class, you know. Well, I walked into that auditorium. And I did not know this. I mean, if you checked out what a good teenager you're supposed to be, that was it. You know, grades, sports, all that. But I found out I was a lost sinner on my way to hell. So he gave the invitation. I stood up, and he saved my soul. And now let me talk about my wife. This is unusual, too. We were members of the First Presbyterian Church here where the college chapel is today. And actually, I was an elder in the church by that time. And our pastor had graduated from a theological seminary up in Decatur, Georgia, without knowing anything about soul winning. Well, he got convicted, taught himself how to do it. And I know the wife and I and another couple of ladies went out with him on Thursday night visitation, but there was an organization called the Presbyterian Evangelic Fellowship. They were not affiliated with the Presbyterian Church because Bill Hill, who was the founder of it, went to the General Assembly and said, "We don't need you." So he started his own ministry. So our pastor, David Tart, invited Dick Little to come to our church and teach us soul winning. So he did, but he did something else again. He started preaching the gospel. Now this is over there where the chapel is now. And for the first time in my wife's life, she heard the gospel clearly presented. And something else Dick did on Wednesday night, he changed his message. I'll never forget that night. It was storming, raining like it has here the last few days. And he changed his whole message. And at the end, he gave the first altar call ever given in that church.
Amen.
Maybe the only one ever. I didn't know this. I'm up in the choir. Look down there. Here comes my wife up the aisle. She had gotten down on her knees at home that afternoon and gotten saved.
Amen.
I mean, again, that's the first time that gospel was ever preached, the first time the altar call was ever given in that church. I mean, that's amazing. So that's, you know, that's just part of the story. Another thing is, Lord willing, on December the 30th, that'll be 60 years of marriage to this beautiful lady.
Amen.
So I got a lot to praise the Lord for, but I just thought I'd tell you about salvation there.
Amen. That's great. Great testimony. All right. Anybody else?
I'm Kevin Mann from Fort Worth area, and I was saved in 1972 right over here in the little church. And I want to let you know that every dollar that you pledge to missions is a dollar to reach folks just like me. I was a long-haired dope head. Did not know Christ, did not know anything but wickedness. And because of the outreach of the people that were at Landmark, First Missionary, prior to that, that gave money to support that church, I was able to come to Christ.
Amen.
And the reason why we can worship here in this beautiful facility tonight is because someone before us laid the foundation, laid the money out so that we could come. And the ones that have been faithful and the ones that have been true and the ones that have supported Brother Mickey are going on, and our legacy and our heritage is going to go on, and there's going to be many souls saved because of what you do tonight, what you've done this week, what you're going to do next week. It's not in vain. People really get saved. People really get born again. People really live for God because of what we do. And I just want to thank the Lord for Landmark Baptist Church, for Dr. Mickey Amen. Carter, who won me to Christ back in 1972. I want to thank the Lord for every person that was here at First Missionary back then, prior to my coming, and that was able to support the work until I got into the kingdom, till I got into salvation through grace, through faith. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that it was not in vain, and that every dollar you gave in that little building over there, and every dollar you've given since then is for souls to come to Christ. And I want to thank you for that. and we're still serving. We're serving the Fort Worth, Texas area, and the Lord is just good. Now, my sister's grandson has a little testimony he wants to give also. This is Roman. Tell him what you told me. He don't know what to say, so we'll go on.
Okay. All right. Brother Billy. Brother Pitts. We'll get Brother Billy right there.
My name is Billy Bradley. Most of you guys know me. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, of course, and a lot of us are going to be with our families enjoying a nice feast, a nice fellowship. But tomorrow, let's take a little bit of time to recognize our heroes across or overseas and all over the world who don't have that opportunity to stay home with their family and to enjoy some nice fellowship, some turkey and some gravy, maybe chowing down on some MREs or, you know, turkey-flavored cardboard or something like that that they get stuck with. Also, our hometown heroes are firefighters and police officers who are taking their 12 hours tomorrow to protect you guys while you are at home enjoying your turkey, your fellowship with your family. Also, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for allowing me to be born in America where we could do something like this once a year, celebrate him and come to church and have a good family like this.
Amen. All right, Brother Hector.
Well, I want to start off by thanking God for my salvation as well. And I want to thank God for, every time I have a testimony, I always thank God for this, but I want to thank God for being a part of the ministries here at Landmark Baptist Church, because we take it for granted all the time. We don't think about what we have here, how much he's blessed us with. And I was saved at a very young age. However, if I wasn't, I have no idea what I could be doing right now. So I love what Brother Cruz always says. He always says, think about the moments before you were saved. You were one breath away from splitting hell wide open. And sometimes it's so hard for me to think about that because I was saved at a young age, but I still want to thank God for that and just be able to be a part of this. He's blessed this church, Pastor Carter, so much. And he's given me a huge blessing this year. I get to have Sharon by my side at college, and that's just wonderful right there. And tomorrow I get to spend my first Thanksgiving with her as well. So everything here at Landmark Baptist Church and college has just been a blessing, just to be born and raised here. And my parents joined Landmark Baptist Church only 3 years before I was born. So I could have been in Puerto Rico, or I have no idea, but I'm just so thankful to be here, really.
Amen. Amen. All right. Up in the balcony. Can we get somebody to run up in the balcony? And in the meantime, we got somebody down here. Okay, Brother Pitts.
I just want to thank the Lord for his blessings. And this over the years, I've prayed for a lot of you folks as you faced health problems and stuff like that. And you got to return that favor from me here a few months ago, and I appreciate that very much. Also want to say this. I want to thank everyone that had a part in donating toward the Thanksgiving baskets. We got the college students down here, took them out of class Monday, and put those things together. And all together, we've distributed 21 of those this year. And so praise the Lord for that. There was just enough to do that.
Amen. Yeah, a lot of work went into that, didn't it? Okay, up in the balcony.
I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity I had to come home. I always tell Ronnie, he's never told me he's going to bring me to Hawaii, but if he ever told me that he would bring me to Hawaii, I'd always choose coming home over Hawaii. And I'm thankful for Mom and Dad. And one time I heard a preacher say that his dad had exposed him to pornography, and so that is something that he struggled with all of his life. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, there's no major weights in our life that us kids have to struggle with because Mom and Dad protected us from so many things, until I thought of one weight. And Mom and Dad, growing up, we were only allowed to wear skirts. And sometimes it was hard finding the skirts that we liked or wanted to wear. And so as I got older, every time I found one, I'm like, I gotta buy it. I mean, this skirt fits, it looks like a lady. And so anyway, I've become a skirtaholic because of Mom and Dad. But anyway, when we moved away from here, it was like actually a funeral, having to leave Landmark and having to leave my family. And when we left, Rodney had banned me from listening to any of Pastor Carter's CDs because I would just cry and cry all over again. But it has been good being away, even though I'm away from home, because when you know you're in God's perfect will, there's nothing like it. And I'm thankful for Ronnie that he's allowed me to have so many opportunities to serve the Lord. And the kids, we had a lady come to our church probably about 6 months ago. And several years ago when the children were smaller, I'm not sure why, but he took them out soul winning, and one of the kids was on a scooter and the other one was on a bike, and they were going through a neighborhood soul winning. And this lady he led to the Lord. And a lot of times, you know, you lead somebody to the Lord and you might not see them come into church. So here, several years later, she came into the church and her husband came into church, and they both just recently joined. And she gave a testimony on a Wednesday night and said, you know, thank you for preacher for coming by my house and leading me to the Lord. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. And so then also just recently, the Lord's given us an opportunity to really reach out to the young people in our church. And there were these teenagers, you know, normally they're pretty good, but one was being kind of naughty. So I got up and sat by her, and she kept talking and laughing and just having a good old time during church. And I looked over then, and she was taking something, a clip out of her hair, and was like scratching her arm and like cutting her arm. And she had cut marks all the way up her arm. And so after church, I went and talked to her, and she was really struggling, had bad family life, and she said, nobody loves me. I was like, well, I love you. I've never met you before, but I love you. And some of the other teen girls go, yeah, Miss Erin, she loves all of us. And it was just so special to be able to reach out to that girl, because so many of those young people are struggling. And then I guess just my last thing is being able to see my children serve the Lord with us. And we told our children we moved there that, you know, just because you're the preacher's kids, you are no more special than any of the other children. Actually, you're the least special of the church. So you need to go and just serve everybody, you know. And you need to do what's right, not because you're a staff kid, but because this is what the Bible says. And so recently we went to a ladies' conference, and one of my daughters was, both of them were, but one of the daughters was there 2 days, and she was helping the ladies with their bags and helping them, you know, these older ladies shoving them into the van, helping them out and getting their luggage to the hotel. And one of the ladies thanked her and gave her some money. And I told him, see, it's always worth serving the Lord. So now I can see my son, he's probably going to try to run out in the parking lot, open the door for all the old ladies. And, but it's good to be back, and it's such a joy serving the Lord. And I'm glad we're able to do it as a family.
Amen. All right. Maybe I'll start opening doors. All right, anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, another one up in the balcony, Brother Pitts. Brother Nixon there in the front. That's what Brother Pitts said. Don't call him.
That's an old joke, I know. I've got so much to be thankful for. I couldn't even begin to tell all of you all of it. I mean, I've got a wonderful wife, 4 wonderful kids who have 4 wonderful spouses, 14 grandkids being raised in the Lord, and life has been so good. But I want to thank God for my mom and dad. They're both in heaven. I got saved when I was 12 and kicked out of Bible college when I was 18. My mom and dad prayed for me for 27 years, and I was so backslidden. I was a rotten child. I mean, really bad. I won't tell you. Some of you know. And my mom and dad never quit loving me. And that's the way I want to be with all my children. But God has been so good. I mean, he let me get through everything. 20 years in the Army, gun battles, etc. And then he let me surrender and serve him, which I've been doing now for 35 years.
Amen.
I've been here for 35 years, and the man that stands in that pulpit down there is one fantastic man. I don't collect heroes. I have 2 men who are my heroes. One is Paul, and the other one's Pastor Carter. He let me serve here. And I started here at age 41. And he let me teach here. I taught in the high school, the college, and then I surrendered to the mission field. And last night I got to preach and lead two men to the Lord, and God is so good, it's unbelievable. But it all started because my mom and dad loved me and prayed and prayed and prayed. And I want to thank the Lord for my salvation and for my mom and dad.
Amen. All right, we just got a few minutes left. Anybody else? Okay.
Several things I'd like to thank the Lord for. First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for my wife. Because of her and our life together, we've raised seven good children. Four of our boys have left home, but they're still serving the Lord, and we praise the Lord for that. And we've been faithful and stood with me through the years we've been in Romania. We thank the Lord for that. The other thing I'd like to thank the Lord for is my church. Landmark Baptist Church is my sending church. Several things that that means to me as a missionary. One of the things is the reputation of Landmark goes all across the nation, and it's got opened many doors for me to get into the churches, present my ministry. And I just praise the Lord for the reputation of the church, which basically rests on the people of the church and on Brother Carter, and we appreciate that. I appreciate the people of the church here, the years that they've stood behind us, held the ropes for us, prayed for us through the many things we've been through in the 20 years we've been in Romania. And we just want you to know that we appreciate you. We're thankful for you. We thank the Lord for you and all that you've done for us.
Amen. Okay, we got time for one more.
There we go. Now it's working. I'm thankful most of all. I think about it, what happened 32 years ago in a third grade classroom up here at Alta Vista Elementary School. Now the Lord placed me there and in a classroom with a teacher that believed in Jesus Christ. And she had a conviction in her heart to tell her students about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm going to tell you, when I walked in that classroom the first day, I knew there was something wrong with me. I knew I couldn't help lying. And I knew there was a punishment coming. Did not know the answer. And that teacher shared the word of God with me. On October 17th of 1983, I've been saved, born again ever since. And it's because of the word of God. So if I'm most thankful for anything in this world, it is for the word of God.
Amen. All right. Anybody else before we close out? I don't want to miss anybody. Anybody at all? All right. Okay. Right back here, Brother Pitts.
I'd like to thank the Lord for my salvation, and the temptation was just let everybody else go ahead. You don't need to say anything, but if I didn't, then the Lord will hold me accountable for that. I thank the Lord for being here. You don't know what a wonderful church you have. There was a preacher who said before, about 2 weeks ago, he said, in every place there is a good church, but I could tell him that he was wrong, because I've been through 10 so far in Canada, and I haven't found one. I'm thankful for this Landmark Baptist, and I'm just, it's just like an oasis in the desert to me being here. I thank the Lord for the preached word, the music, and everything that goes on here.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Okay.
Okay. Sit on. This past May, my mother closed her eyes here on earth and opened her eyes up in heaven. And I'm thankful for my mom, because she's the one that took the time, sitting on my bed, she led me to the Lord, and I got saved when I was 6 years old, and I will never forget that, and I will thank my mom. And if you here have been led to the Lord by your mother, you really need to thank her, if she's still alive, or just, but I know in Hebrews talks about we have a great cloud of witnesses, and I don't know if my mom can see me, but I just want to live a life so that if she does see me, that she'll be pleased. Amen. And I'm so thankful. And I'm thankful for my dad. My dad was saved, and farmer, and he's the one who taught me how important a good name is. If you give your word, it's as if you signed a contract, and if you don't follow through with your word, then you have to pay up. So your word is very, very important. And my mom, besides leading me to the Lord, she really taught me compassion, how to be compassionate to others. And I just wanted to pass that to my kids. But I'm thankful this year that my mom, she lived 90 years, but I get to see her again.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you, Brother Wiebe. All right. Anybody else? Okay, right here in the center.
The psalm that you read, 100, is one of my favorites. And it talks about us a sheep. God, we are a sheep of his pasture. And I wanted to say tonight that I was one of those lost sheep. And in May of 1971, the Lord got a hold of my heart, and I was saved that morning. I can remember right where I was sitting. And I'm just thankful for that tonight, because without salvation, you have nothing.
Amen. That's right.